The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Welcome back inside the MDN studios. Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket online at WTK.com. Michigan beats Montana last night in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. Moving on to round two, game two of the tournament for Michigan is tomorrow against Florida at around or at 5:15 p.m. They're the first game in Des Moines tomorrow, so there's no approximate. They are just at that time. So looking forward to more Michigan basketball action tomorrow. Of course, it's always fun to play on the first day of the tournament, so you can then watch the entire – so we'll win on the first day of the tournament, so you can sit back and kick back and as a fan just watch day two and not worry about your team until day three, which, of course, is tomorrow. So looking forward to more Michigan action. Looking forward to basketball all day today, in fact, starting at 12:15. But I wanted to play for you some more John Beilein, because after the coaches and the coach and the players meet with the media on the podium, all the coaches and players meet with the media out in the it's an open locker room. And John Beilein spoke to the media for a few more minutes and had more to say about his team's win and moving forward. Here's John Beilein.
Yeah, I was really pleased with the start we got off to, because even you're watching all the games all around the country, and it's like, wow, every team, Big Ten teams, everybody, it's initially the first half is going to be a struggle. And last year it was for us. We were up 3 at half against the same team. So I think when we got out, you know, by 10 or 12 and sort of maintain that to halftime, that was a really good sign. Second half could have been very different. They made a couple threes, and it could have got close again. But what Charles did with number zero, right, and what Xavier did with number 14, I mean, those two kids are dynamite players, and they just had great defensive games against them, and they couldn't – those primary scorers couldn't score. We could win with our defense again.
You touched on Charles defensively. Yeah. What about what he was able to get you guys offensively?
Yeah, this is just this is the Charles that we know. When he's at his best, we're a really good team. And we saw that at several games this year. And then his injury, you know, it really set him back in our Big Ten tournament. And it was all right, because we got through it, right? So now hopefully, you know, this is a – because we're going to need him. If we're going to make a run, any type of run in this NCAA tournament, we're going to beat Florida. Let's just say, if we're going to beat Florida, then we need all hands on deck.
That defense, how much did that carry you? I mean, you alluded to it, but Iggy called it championship defense.
It's carried us all year long, though, really. I mean, they have all those three-point shooters out there, and we have to take that away. It still take away the drive. That's really hard. With their quickness, they're really quick. And you have to take it away, the drive and the three-pointer, and spread you out with a small center. That was a big part of it.
I know you guys stay even keel as a coach, but how much fun is that for you to see your guys execute in that way?
He asked me a fun question, guys. What's my answer to that? I never have fun, but I know the team had fun. Right? Just getting a win and enjoying this. And what's best about the NCAA tournament is we don't have to get up at 7, 6 a.m. and have a game at noon tomorrow, right? We can enjoy the win tonight and then have a day to really think and prepare.
John, 8 first half turnovers, some cold shooting at the end of the first half. What was the message in the locker room at halftime?
That's not like us. I mean, we're leading the country. We're having a 9.8 a game, or 8, and maybe 9 a game. And we had 8, but credit them. They got out in some passing lanes. We were a little sloppy with the ball. We didn't catch a few, and that was a big message. What did we end up at, 10?
I think 9 or 10.
Yeah, 12. Yeah, so it's a high number for us. And but it's also, you know, it's good that we can still win without playing like a flawless game as far as turnovers.
And then you guys are going to finish the year 7-0 when bouncing back after losses, having had back-to-back losses in a couple of years. What is it that makes this team so great at bouncing back after something?
You know, that's one of those questions I don't have answers for. We've been able to do it. If I would sit back as an experienced coach and say, when you have good kids who learn by losing, right, then they'll bounce back. If they're finger pointing kids and kids that won't accept responsibility and accountability, then they may lose again. But we learn from it.
John, I think Charles could do just about all he could do before.
Yeah, I think so. He just needs the reps. You know, Bob, when he played, he was just saying, 3 games in a row, he practiced 2 days, three games. It's not like, okay, let's get in the gym and work out. You didn't look comfortable here. We played three games. There was no time to get rest or anything. So this was great that he was able to do work, be able to work with him the 2 days this week, and now go out and have a game like that.
Season pass Trey Burke. Versus.
Yeah, how about that?
Can you put that in perspective of what he means to
you guys? You know, what's really is that, you remember, I don't know how many assists he has freshman year, but it wasn't many. He didn't play very much because Derek Walton was getting all of that. So in almost the same amount of time, as far as minutes played, that would be interesting to see. Compare the minutes played.
I believe he had 30 that first year.
Yeah. Is that right? So he's like right there with Trey, and that's one heck of a comparison. So he's just a tremendous young man who, he had a fight through that about, and when I was telling him to value the assist more than your own points, because we don't have other people that are going to assist like you. And so the ball's going to stick all day long. We need you to be that primary guy that can find other people that he has.
Is it almost a relief as much as anything to get that first one out of the way?
Relief is the story of my life in coaching. It's always relief. That's it. Rollades. Man, it's great relief. Every win. Right? And so, yeah, just get it out of the way. And now we've got a great challenge tomorrow with Florida where, you know, Darius Nichols, he was assistant at Wofford when we played them in the first round in Milwaukee, and now he's assistant at Florida. So thank goodness our offense has changed a great deal from when he played for me at West Virginia.
Talk about the run you guys made when they cut it to 8.
Yeah, that was a big, talk about a bounce back.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't realize they cut it to 8. I thought they cut it to 10, but they made a 3. That's right, they made a 3, and they made a 2, and we were up 13. Right away we responded, so it was huge. And some of those points, if I recall, were not pretty points. We just got points. So, and then having JP and Charles make the through threes back to back get you a little bit of space, and we need those two to do that.
DeAndre mentioned that Florida reminds him a lot of Maryland. You kind of see the same similarities.
Yeah, I haven't
there.
Seen Florida one bit. I can't tell you. I know those. The Nepart and Locke, the two guards, you know, that we watched a lot when they were in high school, really quality things. But my wife's a great coach, right? And but I haven't watched them at all. But that's DeAndre Scout, so he better know somebody to compare them to.
When you go against former players that you recruited like Locke, does that kind of help at all in terms of game planning, or do their games change so much from?
No. We know both be able to tell those guys. This kid can really play,
right?
You know, and let them know that. So. And that part, I watched them both a lot, both committed to Florida, and when we were looking at them, just really good players.
X was a little out of character early with the 4 turnovers. What did you say to him, and what did you?
But he was like, when we came in at halftime, and then I noticed his body language was bad at halftime when he was warming up, and I said, all right, you got to forget about the 4 turnovers. He was beating himself up. Forget about it, right? And come out here in the second half, and you got to run this team, because the team's going to feed off your body language. So forget about it and play. And he had just a great second half.
Coach, leaving Charles in a little longer than the other starters, is that for the win?
I mean, we're up 26, and I think we still have a chance of losing the game. I mean, that's the way I think. And I just wanted to keep somebody on the floor, and anything we can get with him to get another touch, something more comfortable. And that he had 3 games off, right, or 3 or 4 games off, and Ignis and JP didn't have those games off. So I wanted them to get more rest, and I just wanted to keep 2 starters on the floor, so it was like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, you know, you just pick somebody.
And have you had a point guard center chemistry like that on the pick and roll specifically, like those two guys have?
That's good. That's a good question right there. I haven't had too much of that. I would, because we run so much more pick and roll than I used to. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty good. Those two really feel each other well. And same class, came in together, both Ohio kids, they're connected.
How often have you seen the hook oop from Xavier in practice?
Yeah, I mean, we actually talk about that a lot. It's something you can use against people that drop. You just throw the hook up, but throw it to the guy instead of it. And it's really hard to defend, because the other guy's thinking, do I got to go out there and block that thing, or how do I do it? And it's great. It's similar to a jump shot pass that everybody looks up. So it's good. But I can't say we've worked on it a lot, but we talked about it. And there's particular teams that play us a certain way. We actually said, you could just throw the hook up. I didn't call it the hook, just to throw the hook and have a catch.
What's a one-day prep entail?
It will be up early for, you talk about for us,
yes.
But we'll be up early. And I will not, all we'll do right now is we'll show all our made baskets and anything that is relative to guarding Florida that we did today. probably spent a half an hour watching yesterday this game, right? Because we always learn, you know, win or lose. And then it will be, we'll segment it. I don't know what our practice time is. We'll probably give them an early scouting report and some set plays. We'll get the scout team ready, and then whatever our practice is, we'll go 4 hours today, though. I we save 4 hours in the week to go, you know, probably a 90-minute practice, but a lot of that will be walk and talk, and then get ourselves really walking through in the lobby. We made a beautiful floor in the and not in the lobby. It's in the ballroom, an incredible floor. So we'll walk and talk through a lot of resting and rehab and talking about what Florida does.